Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to University of Adversity. I'm your host, Lance Isios. In today's episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of a life update. And I'm going to talk to you about my last 5 months in Tulum and now me being back in Canada and what that's going to look like moving forward. You know, it's interesting because when we think of travel, sometimes we think that it's going to always be easy. And a lot of people, when they see me traveling, they see the good sides of the travel, which there's lots, right? But there's also some things that can challenge you. And especially when you go into different countries, into different areas that you aren't used to. And the reason why I wanted to make this a topic as a solo episode is because I think that travel is one of the most important ways that you can really broaden your perspective, but also shape who you become. And now, you know, in most cases, travel to people is, you know, vacation. And, you know, usually they're not there long enough for things to get annoying or have to deal with a lot of things. So, you know, it's more of a vacation. But what happens when you move somewhere, and let's say, you know, I've done it a few times, you know, I sold things, moved somewhere, and had to sort of bet on that place being the place that was going to be good for me temporarily or long-term. And there's a certain amount of trust and there's a certain amount of trusting the unknown that has to happen. And what I've realized is that the more I do that, the more that that happens. And it's a lot to do with the work that I talk about as well. You know, when you're doing things like meditation, breath work. And when you're going after things that may seem out of reach, or when you're doing things that are out of your comfort zone, you have to have a certain amount of trust in the unknown. Because the miracles, the things that we want, the things that haven't happened before happen in the unknown, right? If we keep doing the same things, the same habits, the same environment over and over again, we will get the same results. We won't get any different results. And if that's what you want out of your life, then that's great. But for me, I like having a solid home base and I do miss that a little bit, but I also really love the feeling of experience of different places and putting myself into situations that kind of force me to adapt, right? Like, places that speak a different language, have different food, have different climate. And I like to use it as a test on myself. Like, can I adapt? Right. And I think that traveling from the second that you book a flight to going to the airport, to going on the plane, to arriving, to booking where you're going to stay, there is a lot of resilience and patience and acceptance that you must have, and the ability to let go of what you think things should be and what you think they, you know, what you think is right and what you think these places should be. And there's freedom in letting that go and just trusting that whatever needs to unfold will unfold, and just controlling what you can control. And what I'm realizing, and I have realized it in the past, but I'm realizing it more and more now, is that the lessons that I have learned from travel are transferable into all areas in life, right? In business, in life, in personal growth, it's about being able to trust that things will work out, but also be able to adapt to things that are out of your comfort zone. Can you adapt in an environment that is different than what you're used to? And that's what I think really shapes what people are made of. How can you define somebody if they only can operate in one environment? Right? Like if somebody can be successful and they can do things and they can be put into different rooms and different countries, different areas, and still win and still show up, to me, that is more admirable than somebody that can only be successful in one place, in one way, in one, you know, little cubicle or whatever. You know, like I really believe that life is about living, and it's about the adventures, and it's about learning about yourself. It's about growing and adapting to different situations, right? And talking about the whole premise of the show, adversity. You can deal with adversity better the more experience you have. So that's why I believe that living a life where you travel and you put yourself into different situations. I'm not saying that traveling is always uncomfortable, because there's a lot of beauty and fun in it, but a lot of the times it can be challenging, and you're not going to know what you're made of until, you know, you have to, you know, you're tired and you haven't eaten properly, you haven't slept, and then you got to deal with, you know, the other side when you're in their airport, and you got the customs, and you got to wait, you got a headache. Like there's all these things, but that stuff is what shapes us, and that stuff is what makes us better and stronger in life. So I think there's so many lessons that I have learned from traveling abroad, from being a nomad. I don't even like that word nomad, but we'll just use it today, right? Like to be able to say, you know what, I'm kind of done with this place, I want to go somewhere else for a few months. And there's something in that. And there's always going to be the beauty of the new and the fresh, but there's also going to be the, oh shit, I didn't think of that. Or, you know, I don't really like the way they do this. And there's so much growth that is in that adaptability. Right. So I like to empower you guys with all the tools and perspectives that I have. So I really think if you get the opportunity to go and live in different countries and you're able to work from a laptop or wherever, go try it out. You know, there's something to be said about a solid home base, but there's also something to be said about checking other places out, because how you look at life is shaped by your perspective of your past experiences. And the more that you can go and travel and see different perspectives and people and how they do things, and the more it's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you more understanding. It's going to make you more compassionate, more accepting of others when you see different perspectives. And that's what it's about. That's how we face adversity, is by looking at the situation in front of us with a perspective of empowerment and a trust that we will get through this. And that you have probably seen something like this before, or if you haven't, that's okay. You just got to do what you got to do in the moment and trust that it'll all unfold. The bigger we get this, the more we grow, the more that we grow as a person, the bigger the challenges get, right? And what you may have overcome a few years back may seem so easy to you now, but at the time it was challenging, right? And that's what growth is. Growth is turning that past all into wisdom and learning from it. And you only get what you can handle in this world, I believe. I really believe that. You know, you get situations that you can handle. And most people don't use their power and don't look at it that way. They become a victim to their circumstance, right? And every situation that comes in your way, you can handle it if you decide that you can. And so for me, traveling has been such a great growth lesson for me, and living in all the different places around the world that I have, and now recently living in Tulum. Tulum is known as a very energetically interesting place. Like the history of it, the spiritual aspect, there's a lot of dark, there's a lot of light. And it can be very challenging. It can be heavy at times. And I faced a lot of different things where I had to really dig deep and surrender, you know, from power going out all the time to like these insects coming into my apartment, different ways, you know, my parts of my bike falling apart in different ways at different times. It always felt like when I was in my most vulnerable that I was being tested. And Tulum is known for the Tulum tests. And there was just other things that seemed to come at me, especially in the beginning. And then one day I surrendered to it. And I was like, okay, I get it. Like, this is it. This is where I'm going to learn. This is where I'm going to grow. And this is why I came here. Right. You know, there's things that don't make sense. The prices of things that don't make sense. You know, there's crime there. I never felt unsafe there, but I don't live my life in fear. And I believe that if you do, and you're constantly scared of things, you're going to attract more of it. I didn't attract I didn't attract much trouble, but just like the little day-to-day annoyances that would test me, you know? And there was a list of things that happened that, you know, the me 10 years ago might have cracked, but the me now sees it differently. And that's my point. It's that as I grow on my evolutional journey from each place to the next, I am able to look at things differently than I did before. And to me, that is growth. To me, that is a true sign of my own spiritual evolution, is that how can I operate when these things happen, right? And it also shows me as to like, how am I able to manage my state, right? And I'm a big believer too of what we put in our body really affects the output, you know, and I'm very aware of that. So there was a lot in Tulum that I really loved. I got to experience a lot of cool things like a Temescal. For those of you that don't know what that is, a Temescal is like a sweat lodge. And I've done them before in the past, but different cultures have their different ways. So it's basically like, think about an igloo, right? And it's like a sauna, and you go through a meditation journey. You're guided through with a shaman, and there's these different stages, you know, usually the four elements, right? And you go through, and the first stage is easy. Second's a little hard. The third one is really tough. The fourth one is, you know, you feel like you're almost going to die. Like, it pushes you to the limits. It is a spiritual experience that forces you to surrender. It's in the dark. It's very hot. And it is such a humbling thing. And for me, this time was very humbling for me. I had a lot of personal stuff come up. It was really interesting. And I came out of there with just a profound gratitude for life, you know, and a humbleness that a deeper respect that I may have lost for that kind of medicine. And the Temescal is the Mexican version, right? So what happens is there's three, like I said, there's four stages. They put this blanket over the window, and then the shaman goes through these different rounds, and it's dark, and he's chanting, and there's these things happening, and it's, you know, you hear other people, and you just, there's part of you that panics, there's part of you that wants to get out of there, and you're like, I don't want to be the only one running out of here. And you know, there's all these voices, but it's about calming the ego. It's about realizing that you aren't those stories in your mind, right? And that is the lesson. It's like, if you can connect to your heart in the situation and don't let your ego and the stories of the past run wild, then you can be present and the panic goes away. It was really profound. It was a profound reminder. And some of the First Nations here in Canada, and, you know, the First Nations in the United States, they have their own as well. And there's different ways to do it in different cultures, but it's really powerful. You know, I also in Tulum experienced an amazing cacao ceremony with this indigenous lady from there. It was amazing. Like, at Holistica, there's this place called Holistica where it has all these different events and yoga and all the things. And it was very Tulum-like, but it was awesome. And it was a place that I spent a lot of time. And, you know, I did some more, I did some yoga, I did some sound healing. It was really great, you know? And I had a lot of resistance in the beginning when I was in Tulum to do that stuff for some reason. I don't know why, but the last month I really did lots and I really enjoyed it. And Tulum was awesome. You know, I ate more mangoes than I can possibly count. I was riding my bike in the 30 degree heat. For those of you that are American, that's like high 90s. I loved it. What can I say? The downside of Tulum is the beach is a little bit of a pain in the ass to get to. It's a like 25 minute bike ride in the heat and the roads aren't the greatest. And it's kind of tough. You gotta go through these hotels to get to the beach. You know, no place is perfect. You can't just go to the beautiful beach without some sort of pain in the ass thing, but that's okay. That's kind of how it's become. But Tulum, you know, it is great. There's still a lot of like local culture around there, which is good. Playa del Carmen, where I lived before, is a little bit more developed. So if you're somebody that likes more of an easy transition from Canada to there, that's probably a better move. But yeah, I think I'm kind of done with Mexico now for a while. I've lived there two different times. I really enjoyed it. But now that I'm back here, so I'm back in Edmonton. I'm visiting my mom and some family. I'm here for the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup final. I made a promise to myself that if they ever go to the final again, that I'll come back. And I am. So I wanted to come back and visit my mom anyways. So I figured what a perfect time to come and, you know, kill two birds with one stone. So I'm here now. And it's just kind of, it's been very grounding to come back here. You know, obviously having my mom here, but just like having my own space again. Well, I had my own space in Tulum, but it was different. I couldn't seem to get my rhythm with like finding a spot where I could just focus. Like, I don't know. I felt a lot of dense energy blocking my creativity and stuff. It was really wild. This was another thing. It was like before I left, it was like things were really moving and things were really going. And then when I got there, things kind of went on a pause, but I think it was good as well because it gave me a lot of time to reflect. I didn't have a lot of motivation to like push for growth in business. I kind of just maintained it. But then now that I'm back in Edmonton and I've been like relentlessly meditating and doing my practices. And I was there, but I just feel more grounded here right now. And things, opportunities, people are just flowing in again. It's really interesting how, you know, we go in these different places and how the energy is and how we feel and different seasons of our lives, right? And right now I feel very grounded. I'm very happy to be here. And I'm looking forward to getting back on social media and creating. For a while, I took a big break, as you guys know, and it was just nice, you know? So now I'm back here. Things are good. Again, like, you know, my intention was just to really pick up the podcast again, but like, I just slowed things down. I didn't do as many interviews as much as I had thought I would. I really put a bit of a pause on things. And now I'm doing this solo episode because I want to get one out this week, but I also wanted to share with you where I'm at. And I'm in such a good place right now. And I'm so excited for all of you guys as well. I think this is such a good time for all of us to really go within. And I think that if you have something that you want to go after, you know, really go in on your unique abilities, you know, build something, build a personal brand, figure out what you're really good at and do it and figure out how you can do it remotely, you know, do it where you're not dependent on a place, right? Going to an office, you know, those jobs are great. Depends where you are in your life. If you have a family, I understand, but if you have the opportunity to travel at least for a little bit and work, it's a great thing. And like, I don't think I'd be who I am today without it. You know, when I moved to Australia for 5 years, if I didn't follow that nudge, my life would be completely different. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to do that. And I encourage you guys to do the same, because when you do these things, you're only going to become stronger, more resilient, and more valuable to the world. And right now, there's a great opportunity to build something for yourself. Go all in on your unique abilities, right? If you need to work through this stuff, go do the breath work, do the meditation, do the journaling, do the shit that matters to get out clarity and find what you love to do and what you're good at and go in on that. Even if you can't do it fully, that's the first. Give yourself time to put some energy into it every day and just build on it. Allow yourself to dream big. Put your energy into it. Do the healing work, right? Do the belief work. Get rid of limitations. We all have them, but it's a matter of wanting and committing to getting rid of them because they're just stories. They're bullshit stories that are stopping you from unlocking your potential and your greatness. That's a fact. You're here, you are great, and you deserve to live an amazing life, okay? I appreciate all of you guys. This was just off the cuff. I was like, I'm going to do a solo. And I hope that gave you a little perspective and a little glimpse into my life and, you know, my thoughts on travel. And now I'm just sort of thinking of where the next place is going to be. I'm excited for the business. Lots is happening, lots of different opportunities and things from the breathwork side of my business, the coaching side, but also, you know, the podcast side of things, getting people booked on shows. There's a lot of fun things happening, courses being created. So exciting stuff. And I'm grateful to have you all as part of it and sharing with you, as I've done for the last 5.5, going almost 6 years, my complete journey of the whole thing. And if you haven't listened to many episodes, go back. We go back way deep and we've had so many different amazing people. And it's interesting even for me to go back and see and listen to where I was at 5 years ago, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, the state of the world and what we were talking about. It's really interesting. So I've done my best to share that with you the best I can along the way. So much love, everybody. This show is sponsored by my book, Mastering Adversity. If you want to have a roadmap to finding and unlocking your inner warrior, which is your potential, which is your most empowered state, grab this book. I got a great framework on how to master adversity, how to identify your blind spots, and really just stories and perspectives of myself and how I navigate through adversity, really, and an easy, understandable formula for you to do the same. Podcast interviews clipped in there. There's all kinds of stuff. It was a huge part of my life, and I want to continue to bring this into more people's lives. So grab a copy of that. It's available below on Amazon. And I really, truly appreciate you guys for supporting me with this podcast. If you aren't subscribed yet, hit that subscribe button or the follow button. Never miss an episode. And I appreciate you guys. Much love. We'll catch you next time.